Hey, Curtis.
Hey, Chuck.
How are you?
I'm good. We've all been waiting for you for the last 15 minutes.
How is that right?
Just kidding. I don't know what's up with Zoom. I was signing on the way I always sign on and was waiting for you guys. So I had to redo it. But nevertheless, here we are. I'm happy to be with all of you today.
I see you got a sweater on.
Yeah, you know, the temperature dropped a little bit today down into the 40s, but it'll warm up to about 80. So
that's California. That's California.
It's crazy. Yeah. Well, today, let's first of all, we got a lot to cover. Let's hear from everyone and get an update on your respective delegated duties and responsibilities, and tell me, you know, what's going on here. Let's start with Michael. Michael, tell me what's going on.
So with me, I've just been scheduling the calls with the clients. So I pretty much wrapped up Chuck's book, circling back down into the clients who I left voicemails for.
Okay.
We got Peggy up to speed, which is good. So I got access to her calendar, and I got a list set. So I'm going to be reaching out to her clients. So as far as calls, the calls that I've been making, I ran into a little hump yesterday and a bit today, but I try to make calls from, I think, 7 to 8 to 10 calls a day now. You know, that's outside of the ones that I'm confirming.
How are clients responding?
For the most part, good. They're kind of a little taken back. Some clients, you know, who are used to kind of calling in whenever, are saying, you know, they're still going to do it. They're still going to call. Still going to call Chuck or Peggy whenever they like it. But you know, for the most part, it's been well received.
Okay, good. So make sure that the idea here is that you all have a predetermined, scheduled agenda, and when they just call in, you can't get to the agenda that you want to talk to them about. So that's the reason why we're doing this. Okay. Gail, why don't you give me an update on your respective role and how things are going?
Well, I'm finishing up my list of 250 and less, scheduling those for quarterly calls. I have about seven appointments on this week, one for next week, and I have about, 39 more people to go.
Okay. And how are the clients responding to you?
Really good. I mean, you may have one or two, that's used to speaking to someone else, but, you know, they seem to be okay with it.
Okay.
Nobody's like, super upset or anything like that. But
when you explain the service model and the concierge practice, what's the reaction?
Positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. They're probably sitting back wondering, if you do it. So you have to do it now. Once you explain it, you have to do it. So Peggy, unmute yourself and tell me, what's going on with you and the integration of Supernova.
Okay. Well, we've been working on getting the list together.
Okay.
And, I work with Michael. He's got my list. He's putting it on, and Chuck and I are working through who covers which appointment, and we talked a little bit about coming up with our script per topic, so that not really a script, but just like things, bullet points that we need to make sure we cover. And take care of that in each one. We've started on, I have a few clients that don't want a scheduled call, but I normally call them every week. So like I've called them and, hey, we're talking today about this. We're not doing trains. We're doing this.
Yes.
So that's been working pretty well for them.
Good.
So I think it is coming along, and I think that'll be, you know, it'll do well going forward.
All righty. Chuck, give me an update.
Okay, so the book in total, we're about 65% scheduled.
Okay.
The clients, I spoke to some clients that didn't call Michael back, and the reason they didn't call him back is because they didn't recognize him. They thought it was like some kind of identity theft or phishing scheme based on the voicemail. So he sent me the people that didn't call him back. And so I spoke to them and had really good conversations with them. And so that between last Friday and today, I think we got 5 new plans being generated right now with some nice clients. So if I follow up, so we sent the letter out.
Right.
Michael made his calls. Some people received it well. Some people were skeptical because they didn't know who he was. I followed up with those people. So now that just rounds out everything we're doing. The client, and you know, and I just go in and I tell the client, look, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. And you know, what I simply have said is that, hey, you know, we just feel like we don't talk to you enough. And so we're going to make sure that we talk to you on a regular basis. Is that okay? As soon as you say that, they love it. They're like, let's do it.
All right. Good. Good. So that's the reaction that, we want to have. The next stage of things is getting the plans implemented. You're implementing the 12. Then we want to have 4, reviews, and, we want to have 2 of them probably virtual and the other 2 telephonic. And then we want to have a 1-hour response to problems, Michael, with a 24-hour resolution. Financial plans, which are now in progress, and intergenerational or succession planning. That's your service model. That's your concierge practice. Now, I'm going to put up a slide. What we're getting at here is we're working on a little bit of team dynamics as we also work with Supernova with specific roles and responsibilities for each team member. Okay, now let's take a look at this slide. I'm going to go to screen share and let's see if I didn't, okay, got that. Yeah, I'm going to go to screen share for a moment. Can you see the screen yet?
No,
cannot.
Okay.
Zoom is not working right today.
Okay. Let me,
I think it's working now.
Okay. So the screen is up. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to drop down to, I'm going to show you this slide. Okay. Now, when you look at this slide, can you see it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what this is it's a team collaborative model. Okay. The center of all activity is your FA team. And what you do is you interface, with FA specialty teams. Where there's not expertise on the team, you're looking at people that have specialized capabilities in the area of pension, nonprofits, business financial services, and specific niche markets. Okay? So for example, if you don't have an expertise in Rule 144, dealing with tech startups, that type of thing, then you're going to find a team that's got that expertise so that you win the business and you work collaboratively with that team. Now, let me give you the analogy of why I use that. And please don't be offended with my military analogy, okay? But let's take the Navy SEALs, for example. Let's say you got a 5-person team and they have encountered a superior force of 150 combatants. That team is not going to go up against 150 combatants, right? They're going to call in resources. They're going to call in cruise missiles, carrier support, aircraft, drone strikes, artillery, whatever they need in terms of resources, they're going to leverage their position. Okay? The FA team is going to do the same thing, going to leverage your position. All right. You're going to work with specialists that are experts in mortgages, lending, insurance, and estate planning. Expertise that they have that can help you win the business. You may have the occasion to work with resource teams within your firm in the areas of marketing, compliance, or media relations. You may work with the branch manager who brings to bear and supports your team on significant appointments, helps you navigate the firm and applies the firm's resources. Okay? You're going to work with the client and the client's advisors, their CPA, their attorney, their trust advisor. And when you show something like this to your clients when you have meetings, you should put it in a folder, or, and you can recreate it a little bit. You can embellish on it, but that's what you're doing, is they're seeing, wow, I've got this fantastic team that also is backed by some extraordinary resources. That's the point I'm making. That's the ideal model for a team. That is a team collaborative model. Now, that's where you want to get to. Now, I'm going to take this off of screen share for a moment. Let me do that. Get out of this. And I'm gonna go to the business plan here for a second. So I'll tell you a story. I'm working with a team. And they happen to be at Morgan Stanley. They did 1.7 last year. They're going to do probably 2.2 million this year. And, he has delegated most of his portfolio management responsibilities. Okay. So that he can get leverage. And he's looking now to hire a CPA, with planning experience with clients as a member of his team. And we wrote up the job description of what that ought to look like. Okay. So he is working the team collaborative model. That's the level that he's at this point. And so I'm just sharing that with you because that's where we're getting. That's where we're going. All right. Now let's go through this, business plan. Can you see that?
I don't see yours. I see the team model.
Do you okay. want us to pull it up? Because we have it.
Yeah, okay. I have it up here.
I'm just showing the blank at this point. Can you see the blank?
Nope.
No.
But we
still
have
see the team model.
Okay. Let's see. You still can't see it, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go redo it. Stop the share. And then I'm going to go back to share again. Here we go. All right. Let me know when it pops up.
It's up.
Okay, good. All right. So this is the document that I sent to you all. I don't know if you am starting work on it. What I'm trying to get you to do is work collaboratively on each of the sections of this document. Now, you have a tough job. You know, you're trying to finish up a year, hit your thresholds, hit your payouts, get to recognition clubs, and then you're trying to start a new year. And so there's no off season in the business. The LA Dodgers have an off season. It's going to start next spring. So they've got several months before they kind of get cranked up again. You all don't get one. Okay. So you've got to now build a plan that outlines what this team is going to do. Now, I would encourage you that once the plan is done, for the first year, look at it once a month as a group and then go to quarterly. Okay. And talk about how we doing versus what we said we're going to do. It's a means of self-monitoring. So let's go through this document together. And the first part, and you don't have to use this. You can get this typed up on your own Word, Word document. But I want you to look at this as if it was just a template, an outline. So the first step is, what's your vision as a team? Okay. And what this is to coalesce everybody through a common purpose. Not have Gail going in one direction, Chuck going in one, Peggy going in the other, and Michael doing another. This is coalescing the team on the end game. What's that dream? What's the dream for this team? What do you call yourselves? The Swinton Group. Okay. If that's the team name, then what's the Swinton Group's vision? You know, and do you desire to be the preeminent financial advisor team in your market that provides a holistic approach to your clients and offer more than a commodity client experience? A commodity client experience is an experience that people can get anywhere. No, we're developing a concierge practice. We're building something really, really special and dynamic. And that's how I'd like you to think about yourselves. Something special, something dynamic. All right. Questions before I move on? Okay. Now the purpose statement. This is, gets you all on the same page. It provides direction and clarity. And it should describe the why and what you do as a team. Okay. Again, it helps to establish congruency on the team, helps the team members from acting at cross purposes. Like, I like Nike. We want to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. Or Starbucks, to inspire and nurture the human spirit. One person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. So when you go back and, you know, while this is just talk, but when you're constantly referring to your purpose statement and you see anything that you do that conflicts with that value, then you say, hey, look, that conflicts with our team value. You know, we're not going to engage in that. No matter how much money you got, that's not the purpose of our team. All right.
So give us an example of that, Curtis, where, you know, a team has a purpose. And like, what would stop them from taking on a client because it conflicts with the purpose? What would be a conflict of a purpose that you see?
Okay. All right. So look, this is a client who says, roll over my treasury bills every month. I don't need a plan. I don't need the holistic approach. I don't need you to develop a portfolio. And basically what they're saying is, I'll bring you my money, but I don't want to listen to you.
Right. Okay. I got you.
That's not congruent. That doesn't fit. Okay.
Okay. Understood.
That's not our purpose. That's not what we do. Okay. Value proposition. Okay. And I think the value proposition, you can incorporate your service model into your value proposition. How do you give value? Okay. And I've got an example. You're a financial resource. You give confidence to make informed financial decisions, and make sure that your value proposition emotionally connects with your clients. So think about the clients that are out there in the public and what they get. Some of them only get a transaction. They don't get a personal relationship. They don't get contacted. I'll give you a case in point. I used to have a CPA. I hear from him once a year, time to do the taxes. I'm saying, damn it, give me some ideas. You know, give me some tax minimization strategies. Mm-hmm. You know, send me a newsletter, something I should be thinking about. Okay. So talk about your value proposition. How do you bring value to the table? Okay. Write it down. Next thing is this elevator pitch. You're at the museum gala, or you're at the grocery store, you know, whatever. You bump into somebody and then the conversation is, you know, what do you do? Okay. What do you do? What's your practice? You don't say, I work for Morgan Stanley. I'm a financial advisor. Okay. Give me something that sets you apart, that distinguishes you. Okay. Oh, well, my team's practice is dedicated to be a trusted wealth management resource for affluent clients that are interested in building, managing, and preserving wealth. They find that our conservative strategies make them money, reduce risk, and help them feel secure. So come up with that elevator pitch when you're at that museum gala, that rally, whatever, where people are getting introduced and they want to know who you are and what you do. Okay. And so you write your elevator pitch. Okay. Now you've heard a lot about this 5-star model analysis. Okay. And so you ask yourself, you know, what are the gaps? Look at your team's strengths. Look at your weaknesses. Look at areas of improvement. Sit down and talk to each other about it. You know, look, this may happen. This may take 2, possibly 3 Zoom calls to put all this together. But on a planning basis, you want to ensure that every client's got a financial plan, a roadmap. Okay. What are your strengths in delivering that? What are your weaknesses? What are areas that you need to improve upon? Plan implementation, same thing. You know, you do the plan, but then are you implementing? Or does it go on the shelf? You know, are you looking at some of the soft areas like mortgages, insurance, tax planning, long-term care? That's where your 24-month calendar comes into play. It's where you get those ideas. Marketing. You're responsible for overseeing the acquisition strategy of the team. That's that 90-day free look. the six COIs, the four-member mastermind group, okay, so on and so forth, and VIPSA. Okay, I don't expect you to execute on all of these right away, but definitely you got to be doing the 90-day free look and the COIs and begin to start to move into the mastermind. Brand and service. Okay, this is the person that's overseeing that and is reporting on their progress for the team. Okay? Are we doing the 12-4-2? Are the announcements going out ahead of the scheduled appointment? Are you following up with the executive summary? Strengths, weaknesses, and up areas for improvement. Leadership, responsible for developing and maintaining a productive environment. That team's got to have confidence. They got to have skills. They got to have the knowledge. They got to be accountable for something. Okay? Now, I don't want anybody on the team to feel offended. If you have an assignment and you didn't carry it out, just say, I didn't carry out my assignment, but I had something come up, but I promise I will get to it by next week. Okay? Because when there's an absence of trust, when people don't follow up, it creates a poor team dynamic. And we're trying to build a crackerjack team here. You all are capable of doing it. All right. Action plan. So you can formulate it this way, but I don't want you to have 10 action items. Maybe 4, possibly 5 of critical things or initiatives that you are going to do, that you're going to measure yourselves on. You're going to measure yourself on planning, plan implementation. Okay, here's an initiative. Team needs to hire an additional advisor. So I left a little blank template there for you to put down, you know, critical initiatives. Is there some specialized training that you need? Are there relationships within Morgan Stanley that you need to establish? Okay. And sometimes teams get really, really super busy, which means do you have too many clients where you can't grow? Now think about that. 80-85 is ideal. And you keep working the stair step to the stars. Keep adding the level of relationship that you're willing to work with. And then goals. The way you define a goal is that it is specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant, and it's time-based. Now, you may not set a goal to do 3 million this year, okay? Because it may fall into, is it achievable? You may not, you know, set something down esoteric that you can't measure. If it can't be measured, it's not a goal. Revenue growth can be measured. Asset growth can be measured. Recurring fee revenue can be measured. Household growth can be measured. Your asset velocity or return on assets can be measured. So you're going to write down your goals. So now you're going to look at your acquisition strategy and have a goal for prospects. What's in your pipeline? You know, how are we doing with our COIs? Does each team member have 6? Do we have mastermind groups? Are we focused on a niche market? If I ask you, what niche market are you focused on? What I don't want to hear, I'm focused on lawyers. Well, give me the subset that you're focused on. Is it personal injury? Is it estate planning? Okay. Biotech. Retirement. Community boards. You know, are you on a community board? And then the social media and, of course, the VIPSA model. Now, you're going to work on prospect COIs and a niche market and the VIPSA model for now. Remember, the goal of a COI is to give you 12 highly qualified names each year. You know, and if all three of you did that, I mean, 72 times 3, that's over 200 names of qualified people. And you might not want that many. Okay. You'll have prospects coming out of your ears. Okay.
Curtis, I just, one moment. Chuck wanted me to let you know that he had to take a client call.
Okay.
So.
All righty. Well, I'll go ahead and continue here. So then it's additional team-based goals. Okay. That client didn't get the memo. Okay. All right. So additional team-based goals. Anything else that might be in the mix that you can think of?
Hey, Jeffrey.
How you doing? Can you hear? Michelle's on
too. Okay, great. I'm chill. Yeah, sorry about that, yeah. Guys. It's so, just
caught a little longer. Do we lose all of our money today?
No, well, It was a rough day. It was a really rough day today.
You might want to mute yourself.
Yeah, I just sent him a Skype.
Okay.
Yeah, but getting, you know, I just chose no understanding of getting up and down for me. All right, Michelle wants the main chairs. Okay, we're sitting outside and not bother our kid who's inside doing a rehearsal with some girl.
I sent him a text too, so hopefully that.
Okay, all right.
All right, go ahead, Chuck. All right, what do we got? Let's talk.
Okay. So... You're going to put together your 24-month product and service agenda in your plan.
Okay.
You know, so I've given you a little bit of a sample here. You know, every January you're going to give a full year outlook. You're going to do an annuity review. And look, with the market activity that's been going on right now, you're probably going to hear from people. They want to know what's going on.
March. Curtis, when should we have this done? Our business plan.
I would say, how much time do you need? I'm throwing it back on you.
Okay.
I think we have to have them done in the next month or so here at the office.
Okay.
They have to be done. We have to do a business plan every year.
Okay. And you and Morgan Stanley has tools and kits, so you might incorporate some of what they want with some of this, if it makes some sense. Uh-huh. But, I would say take 30 days. If you all need to do 2 Saturdays, 2 3-hour sessions to knock this out, or 3 2-hour sessions to knock it out, then do that. Somebody ought to be responsible. You can break it up to individual parts, talk about it first, and then delegate duties and assignments, and somebody should be responsible for putting the whole package together.
Okay.
All right. The next thing that we're going to look at here is so you see how I've got that laid out?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, there's a little break template. You can copy it and paste it on yours if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I want you to do now is think a little bit strategically. You know, what are you going to invest in your practice in terms of time and money? Training, coaching, knowledge improvement, staff retention, acquisition of additional support. That may not come this year. Developing the team's brand. Market development. Is there a team photo? Okay. Client acquisition and retention. Supplemental technology or software. Okay. So you've got to huddle up. The team should not spend any money unless they can get a payback of $3 for every dollar invested. Otherwise, you're not getting full value. So create a team budget in terms of training, staff retention, hiring. You know, you're going to think, what are we going to spend on certain things? This happens to be a list I put together. Your list can be different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd have to incorporate all these things, but this is just a broad-based list. Okay. And then the other thing is, what do effective teams have? Well, they've got an effective business plan and strategy document. They've got a 5-star model. They convert the 5-star model into initiatives and action items. They have a vision statement, a mission statement, a value prop. They got an elevator pitch. They've got communication strategies, and they're holding effective team meetings. You know, I was talking to a team last week, and the team wasn't even having huddles. You know, have a 10-minute huddle in the morning. Have a 10-minute huddle at the end of the day. The morning, this is what I got going on. This is what we're trying to accomplish. And at the end of the day, this is what we had going on, and this is what we accomplished. And move on. 10 minutes. Don't try to cram a 30-minute agenda into that. That's for your once a week team meeting. Okay.
We've been doing those.
What's that?
We've been doing those.
Fantastic. Great. So team collaboration and the force multiplier. That was that PowerPoint slide I put out about collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get that force multiplier where, you know, 1 + 1 = 3 or 3 = 5 or 4 = 7. That's the force multiplier. And then what you want to do is get into forecasting growth and goal setting. Now, what I will do on the next call is, I will take you through a document that will help you do this in like 8 minutes. Do a forecast. Okay. And then, some teams are dealing with onboarding a new team member. And what does that mean? What does that new team member need in order to feel comfortable with the team? Is there a team agreement? You know, what's the disposition in the event that the team breaks up? What are you going to do? Then team budget, which we talked about. Now my forecasting app looks like this, where I can plug in the production of each team member. I can adjust for their payouts. I can calculate their compensation and their equity splits. I can look at billable hours as a percentage of comp, or I can look at billable hours over production credits. Put each team member in there. The other thing I can do is I can look at your annual growth rate. How much does this team want to grow? Do you want to grow 25%? You want to go 15%? And I'll put in your total team production, and it'll tell you what the incremental growth in production is going to be to get to those numbers. Velocity rates. That's your ROA, return on assets. So are you operating at a 0.80? Are you operating at a 0.9? Are you operating at a 0.50? I can adjust that. And then this will tell me the assets that you need in order to grow at a certain level. And I can move that. That's interactive. Once I show you how to do this, then you'll get access to it on the website and you'll be able to do it for yourself. And there are charts or graphs that this creates for you. So we look at your households. We look at the total number of accounts. Notice that that stays static. We look at the average assets per account. Notice how that is growing. We look at the average revenue per account. Notice how that's growing. We look at your minimum asset threshold. Okay. First they had $1 million. Then they jumped their minimums up to $1.3 million. Then they jumped it to $1.6 million. Then to $2 million. And then now they only handle accounts at 2.6 and above. And these are the revenue targets that they have. Now, we don't have to grow that by 25%. I can scale that back to 15 or 17 or 19% or 20. And then boom, you forecast your growth out to the next 5 years. Done. Okay. I'm going to stop the share. Any questions, first of all, before I move off this?
No, that's good stuff. Forecast analysis.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're building big businesses. You got to forecast your growth. You got to have a plan of attack, and that's what we're doing. Okay. All right. Okay. So next time, show me how far you've gotten with your plan. I'm not expecting it to be finished, just expecting to see some progress. And then what I'll do, be able to tell me, I'm going to take you through the forecasting tool online.
Okay.
Questions about anything that we've covered so far?
I have one question. You were supposed to send me an email on Masterminds, I think. You said you had something that you wanted me to read.
And yeah, I'm not dealing sure with that Mastermind group?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me make a note, and I'm going to send you a PDF. I mean, we have a write-up in the manual, but I wanted to give you something a little bit more.
Okay.
I decided to deviate for a bit and talk about planning because one of the things Morgan Stanley wanted me to do is to make sure that you all have a business plan. Okay. To Gail.
Have you talked to our new branch manager yet?
No, I have not.
Oh,
okay. Who is he, by the way?
Chuck Freeman is his name.
Freeman. Oh, okay. Does he know you're going through this program?
He does. I mean, I've mentioned it, yes.
Okay.
Pretty sure he knows.
Okay. Great. Okay. Any other questions? Peggy, unmute yourself. Tell me what's on your mind. Anything? Unmute yourself, Peggy.
Sorry, I was sneezing before. I didn't want to sneeze in her ear.
Oh, okay.
I think it's good to go through the business plan. There's some good ideas in there, and I think that'll help us all pull together on what we're saying and doing.
Yeah.
I think it's important because some places are starting to have some meetings again.
Yeah.
I don't know how confident everybody is in going out, but,
yeah.
I'm in two mastermind groups that have not met or Zoom called in 6 months.
Right.
So hopefully maybe get back somehow with them.
Okay.
Because you do miss it, and it does slow down all of the, you know, the business being done.
That's
so
right.
Hopefully getting back with them. So just going through and making lists and making sure we're all on the same page, and doing the business plan always does that. So
okay.
I think that's a good thing, and we should all work together on it this week.
Okay, great. Michael, anything on your mind? Unmute yourself.
Nothing.
Okay.
No, not really.
You're going to help
really.
You're going to help the team drive this process, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. That's a great attitude, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, you all are a great group. I think you're going to grow. We're working on these team dynamics. Let's stay positive. Feel free to email me if you have any questions, and I'll do my damnedest to respond. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You all take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye now.